that Drenvalo claimed to be a walk-in. He was one of the first people to talk about being a walk-in. I talked about it with the Evergreens, and they said he got into this strange state of mind. You know, he wasn't really a walk-in, but he got into this aberrated reality in about 1972. But here we go. I'm going to start the tape.
But when this universe was created, it was created in such a way that God decided to step into the creation and experience it directly in a different kind of way than God had before. And when God stepped into this, and there was nothing, there was no planets, there was no stars, there was absolutely nothing. In fact, it was the void, which science now calls zero point. It is the vacuum with nothing in it whatsoever. So there was nothing. And but when God stepped into it, the vibratory frequency of the name of God stepping into it is called Melchizedek. It's a vibratory frequency. And then the instant later, and there is a time sequence, the Christ was created. And Melchizedek and Christ are intimately connected together. This is why when Jesus started to do his ministry, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do anything until he became part of Alpha and Omega Order of Melchizedek, because he had to connect to the Melchizedek aspect in order to complete this, what he had to do here. But the moment that the Christ was created, a third component was created, that which is both the Melchizedek and the Christ, and that we have no name for on Earth, but the Hindus call it the Supreme Personality. It is that which is greater than both, or the summation of both the Melchizedek and the Christ together. And so there was this trinity, this three aspects of things that almost instantaneously went bing, ding, ding, but there was an order. The Christ is the body. It is the physical aspect of all of creation. So the planets, the stars, the suns, the people, and everything that we can see, and even everything we can't see, all of that is part of the Christ. It's the body of Christ.
Well, God outside created us, and there was a void. I said, there's no beginning. He said Melchizedek was a vibration or something.
Started off by a vacuum.
This is a great one to end with, because I can tell Ion doesn't agree one word that Drenvalo was saying.
Well, think about it. You look at that. You can't get anywhere from anywhere. Nothing grows in a vacuum.
Well, God can make something come out of the vacuum.
God wouldn't create a vacuum.
It's interesting hearing this, Ed, how the idea that humans create this reality, it's pretty new for people. They do still think, even someone as, quote, evolved as Drenvalo and as charismatic, apparently, he still thinks God is something external that provided and created an environment for humans. That's theme one that Ion is trying to evaporate.
I don't think I've found anyone who's saying that the humans are the God.
They'll talk about it in some abstract, metaphysical way, but not that you actually create the universe out of your mouth.
Except for Jesus and all the apostles and most of the Quran, Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, us, obviously, Peter, and John the Revelator. Yeah, you're right, Ed. Other than those, not a living soul's ever mentioned before.
And, of course, Peter's church made sure that no one understood that Jesus and the people who cited said that.
Well, it's all about the Benjamins, you see.
The $100 bill. Drenvalo is talking about time phases before Christ showed up or something.
Now you're adding time to it? Or how did you say it? Lord, suffering cats.
But Ion, your idea of no time does help us understand how we are the creators. Getting no time is the means to getting the percept of how we humans started it,
yeah.
Even though it didn't start.
And most of your cacklers tonight want you to get a hold of your mind, and we're trying to tell you more than anything else to never, ever mind.
Right, no minding allowed.
it's allowed. You know, you can shoot yourself in the head to see if you'll bleed if you want to. It's perfectly all right with us. But you'll cry and you'll wish for so much more. So rather than go through all that, just embrace stuff a little different. And
Yeah, and what you mean by never mind is every thought could be funk. Think it. Let it flow. Have all the thoughts that you ever might want to have. Just pay them no, never mind.
And don't say it out loud if you don't want it. If you don't want to sleep with it.
If you want to sleep with it, say it out loud. That'd be the only way you can sleep with it.
That's right. That, precisely. Very good. And then, and the proof of that is that's how you got everything that's in your world right now. They go, well, now, how do you prove that? There ain't no proof. There's no empirical proof. Yes, it is. Couldn't make the damn messes y'all make, you humans, without being marvelous, powerful, all-knowing, powerful creators. You couldn't make as much stuff to tear up as you do. You can't create $13 trillion worth of debt when it's more than is, and yet you owe that much. You've got to be pretty dadgum serious creators to do the things that you see before your very lying eyes. And then get the bliss of cleaning it all up and tearing things up and putting them together and blowing things up, digging great big holes, burying great big holes. You know, it's just all kind of things that you can get into. Well, that's the essence of your power. So you're exuding your power, but you're not speaking the things that you really desire, and so therefore by default you're getting things you don't want. And that's the trick. Good.
When I think of the flow of my thoughts, it's the same as the flow of my blood. Is the thinking I hear myself think, is that the chatter of my blood? It's like an echo.
Your blood doesn't chatter, but it certainly can cause hypertension when you get crossways of it.
Through thought.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the flow of thought.
That's right, the hypertension of thought. And then you speak it, and the next thing you know, they'll have you on the blood pressure pills.
So the thought doesn't create the tension. People think it's their thinking, but it's what they say creates the tension.
In response to their thought.
Was there any other point you recall that you vomited at that he said so far?
Well, pretty much all of it.
Now, you say Melchizedek is a human being who never transitioned.
Correct. And he has a God status, but Jesus didn't write love letters for Melchizedek to tell him what to do. And if he did, it would have certainly come out differently than it did, don't you think?
Isn't Drunvalo called Drunvalo Melchizedek? He added on Melchizedek as a metaphor for his spiritual condition, it sounds like. It's a frequency vibe.
No, it's a condition, all right. We just, maybe we'll schedule a healing with a Louisville slugger. That's how you feel that. You can get delivered from that assertion.
Okay, so continuing.
And so there were these evolutionary steps that began through the Christ, but from Melchizedek. And what happens is life, there's a cycle of evolution where the higher consciousness is dropping down lower and lower and lower into levels of consciousness that are being developed. And they keep, every time they develop and they go lower and they go lower and they go lower.
Bob. Bob, it really is. It really is. The Squid Billy said it right. It's a race to the bottom, Bob.
That's right. You said the higher consciousness goes down to the bottom or something.
Race
but,
to the bottom. Hey, Ed, and this is where you'll want to give you a quote. We can get it up for you if you can. It's Squid Billy's Race to the Bottom. There you go.
That's a YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drunvalo was just mentioning higher consciousness was devolving to something. We had the choice.
Don't start it back up yet. You'll get us tickled again. We'll just have to mute. That's the only way we can do it.
All right, so Hans muted for a minute till we get through this, Ed.
And where we are right now is as low as you can get. This is the bottom. And so there are price levels and Melchizedek levels that have gone all the way down to where we are now. And so they weren't involved in ascension. They were involved in descending. Now we are about to go back. And so consciousness is about to make this journey back to the source. And we are about to make huge leaps and jumps in consciousness, the likes of which no one's ever seen before. And it's going to be quite a journey because we've already created it and now we're going to move very rapidly going back. It's going to seem impossible, but it's not impossible because we made it. We can do it. And the truth is that everybody is Melchizedek, and everybody is Christ. Everybody is part of that energy. Everybody has God within us. The idea that there is people that are greater than other people is simply not true. We are all the same value, equal on every level. But some of us have gone deeper or farther than others, and have gained certain wisdoms that ones of us don't have. Doesn't make us better. We're just explorers. And now we're coming back. We're all going to come back together at this point where, poof, none of this exists. And we're just oneness again.
We're going back to source. What he just said in the last couple of minutes is, how could you disagree with that?
Well, I absolutely disagree with it. Everybody's equal, but some are more equal than others. Everybody's the same, except some people get it and some people don't. Everybody's there, but they're not there if they survive the race to the bottom. And everybody's Melchizedek, everybody's Melchis my dick, and everybody's this and everybody's that. What does Melchizedek have to do with the conversation of you coming into your individual place of power? Has no relevance at all. So why confuse the whole source of whether how close you are of the difference between Melchizedek and Jesus that you're supposed to get your place of power in the first place? And yes, you are coming back to God. And yes, you are coming back into your place of power. But it ain't because of the benefit or benefactor of no Melchizedek, for Pete's sake. And it won't seem possible. Well, hell yes, it will. How will it be? Only imagine. Well, I can't imagine coming back in my place of power. Okay, well, then go see what Melchizedek says, and then maybe you can go with that. And if you agree with Melchizedek, then maybe you can convince Jesus to go along with what Jesus already told you that Melchizedek did not. About as fruitful as start talking about how Manasseh was a good king.
To use Melchizedek or Christ as a role model distracts you from realizing the unbelievable power you have, which would have no role models to match with.
Which isn't unbelievable. Good.
The believable power you have. Okay, yeah, he's saying that it's going to be unimaginable. And you've said what's never said before. No, it's imaginable.
You can't create it. You won't allow it in your experience. So one more time, you better leave it to them ancient Samaritan Hebrewloids to come cram it up your rectum so you can get it. So, you see, so I'm not better than you, in his words, I'm just a little better off.
And you would say we're not all one.
No, you are not all one. You are individual. Completely individual.
And the Android meme is doing its damnedest to simulate that and make us all individual. It's our own little website.
But they listen enough to get a few of the catchwords, Bob, so somebody go, oh, yeah, that crazy non-physical said something like that. That must be, I can resonate. My duality can pick up on that resonate, and I can pull myself in with great authority to align myself with these words. And if I could just figure out a way to Melchizedek that dick, I can make it one more day, and then we can come into our power. And see, it confuses. The whole point is don't make any gobbledygook about it. Get yourself in a position of you getting yourself happy, and all this bullshit will be just that. Beautiful fertilizer for the roses that will bloom if you will allow them. Good.
Fine gobbledygook there, Ion. So we're going to end off in just a few more minutes or so, and this will be the end of our series of exploring.
KW's not going to slip a stitch on this next section or anything, is he?
No. This will be...
Oh,
okay. If you detect something, just mute.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be the end of our series exploring with Ed of Information Farm, our exploration of fringe memes and the power therein.
And then after time, you realize, oh, there's another step. You didn't see it at first. And you take that step and you become an even greater level of oneness. There's over 100,000 levels of this that Melchizedek have mapped and found. And that you keep going, but eventually you come back to this place where we are one and creation is within us. And we have to make a decision. And that decision's totally up to our oneness. We can go back out of this whole level of creating things and back into the oneness of who we were before, or we can take another cycle around again. And if we do, we become a Melchizedek again. And life instantly uses us because we now know how to live in all the dimensional levels and sustain ourselves. And each dimensional world is incredibly different. It takes a long time to learn how to sustain yourself in each of these different worlds. But by the time you have gone all the way down and all the way back, you know how. And so that person becomes a lot like a white blood cell in the body. They are used by life to whenever there is a dimensional problem anywhere, then Melchizedek goes in and says, okay, you guys, here's what you do, and we help. And that's what's going on here now. We're about to go through a tremendous dimensional change. And so Melchizedek consciousness is back on this earth, helping to find ways to get every last single person through to the next level of existence. And there's never, ever been a time when we haven't found a way.
That sounds like David Worster, the idea that everybody's going to come in this time to the Melchizedek level. Did you get over your mute? Can you unmute, Ion?
We are unmuted.
How'd JW take with that?
He just swallowed hard. He took it like a man, Bob. He took it like a man.
The emphasis on oneness and becoming one and the Melchizedek model, you've already pointed out the fallacy of that way of thinking of yourself. And then he mentioned something else. There was a final theme there. I don't know. It's a cycle. Is it all a cycle, Ion?
A cycle of kissing Melchizedek's dick, I guess.
This is a great ending. We made a pun on Melchizedek a long time ago, and glad to see you retrieving it. We did it back on Tailgate, I think. What was the final point there? It's great. We're coming back into our power. And what's interesting is if he just said that, it would be okay. But then when he defines it as Melchizedek consciousness, that's where Ion gets screwed up. The collective archetypes Ion's not for.
They're limiting.
Yeah, you're so special. You're so great, each individual, that why have any reference to anything else?
Well, but then if you make a reference to anything else, just like your bastard babies, you start engaging them, and then you got to start feeding them. Then you got to figure out if you've lined up with Mel, kiss my bliss. That's the way we ought to say it. Mel, kiss my bliss. You get into that place, then all of a sudden it opens it up just clearly. Now you don't have to make all them speed bumps in the road and tear the rear end out of your car because you forget you put the speed bumps there and you hit them too hard and knock your car out of alignment. You take the speed bumps out of the way, then you'll know to control your vehicle to a point where you won't have to remind yourself that you're not powerful enough to control your power in an automobile. But you can lay trees down, you can ford the creek. You can do all kinds of things, and that then you get the chance to get over. Well, if you don't ever lay it down, you don't have to get over it. Seems logical to us.
I like where we end with Mel Kiss My Dick, because a lot of this has been conspiracy theory, updated from the 60s and 70s and the days of Mae Bustle and Lyndon LaRouche, and made more eccentric, more extreme, absorbed images of the cosmos and intergalactic federation. But I would always refer back to Mel Gibson in conspiracy theory. So Mel Kiss My Dick or Kiss My Bliss is the perfect summation of the top-down victimization that Ion's been addressing, along with the bottom-up World One meme. Mel Kiss My Bliss. What do you think of that, Ed? That sums it up. It's called this Mel Kiss My Bliss series. But Ion has been addressing all the Mel Gibson simulators that have been providing interesting listening on informationfarm.blogspot.com. It's all about Mel Gibson on one level and what he went through. So, Ion, you were correct to emphasize Mel Gibson, which was a movie. This is at best all movie information, movie scenarios, Harry Potter movies.
Work for Hogwarts.
I think, Ed, that's wonderful. I hope Grunfellow hears this recording and gives me a call or an email. We can discuss it and celebrate his fallacy. We're not saying his fallacy is wrong. We're just saying his fallacy is incomplete.
Well, but it's the essence of the message. We wouldn't really care. He's a marvelous human creator. He can do it any way he wants to. It's not an issue or a problem to us. Where we take issue is you spend all your energy making blocks of why you humans are less than. Instead of encouraging you to come back into your place of power, let's just go back to God. Let's go back to God. Go back to where God, who we are. You take them scriptures and look at what they actually say, that you're created in the image of God. You are God.
That doesn't mean that God is within you. See, that's a fallacy.
You are God.
But that includes your physical. Your eyes and ears are God.
That's the point. And then you go along a little further and you get Jesus involved. And Jesus said, now everybody listen up, man. Everybody listen up. These things I've done on this earth, he's talking about the miracles, you will do, you gods, you will do. And greater things, more than Christ, more than Jesus. Now, please don't take us out of context. And I'm sure Jesus was probably talking to them lizard people with great authority to be able to give this message, that you'll do bigger things. You'll be bigger than Jesus. That's what he said. Then Christ is coming back to get his bride, to collect his bride. Well, unlike your seated place of pedophilia, Jesus ain't coming back for a pedophile. He's not a pedophile. He's coming back for a bride, a mature equal as God, as he is God. Okay? And why don't you go to Jesus instead of waiting? And that ain't what they said. They said Jesus was coming back here for you. You ain't going there. He's coming here. So why not hang around here in your place of power as God? And I can't necessarily say, well, I have. We enjoy all aspects of it. Everybody listening, get everything out of your way. If it's in your way, set fire to it. Get it out of your way. If it's not in the fastest path to your joy, turn the mess off. Turn it off. It ain't serving you. But at the end of this, if you can get this far down the rabbit hole, just know that you are God. Everything in your world you have individually, single-handedly created every single time without fail or exception. And the words of your mouth are the essence of creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the essence of that creation. You speak only what you want. Leave the rest go. You don't have to judge. You don't have to holler. You don't have to scream. We've done enough of that for all of you tonight. But at the whole shit, at the end of the day, if it's in your fastest path to your joy, and joy is the fastest path to what is, go with that. And then you can, with great authority, without any confirmation from the Lemurians or the Salamanders or the Hebrewloids or any other outside resource source that gets crammed down your throat hole, you'll be able to walk easily in the room and say, excuse me, pardon me, pardon me. Hey, y'all, stand back and watch the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. And they'll bow before your feet. And if that don't work, you can always call the angels and they'll smote them for you. So it's not a problem either way.
I'd like to say I'm certainly greater than Jesus. And if Bob can be greater than Jesus, then even Ed can be greater than Jesus.
If Bob can be greater than Jesus, then Bob will live up to what Jesus said about Bob.
That's right.
There you go. There you go.
A little child shall lead them.
Yes, indeed, all the way to the post office.
So, Ed, even you, Ed, could be greater than Jesus, and I hope you are. You probably are well on what he is. He created the website. He created the website. The marvelous creator.
Look at the shift. Look at the shift. Look at the shift. In the words of Ed, I'm done with all this other stuff. I've done it. That's why I'm done. Done. Now, I've heard every nasty thing that it has ever been. I have embraced every false premise that could ever be created. No more false premises could ever be the humans could ever create, because Ed has single-handedly sieved them all out. And that's okay, Ed, because that contrast is the very essence that lets you decide that there's got to be something else. There's got to be something more. And your website is the fruits. We appreciate it more than you know. Nothing but gratitude here, because what you're providing is the human creators. Well, look at your numbers. If you're going to make it be about the numbers, look at your numbers. Folks are now sick and damn tired of getting told how they are the product of some monkey's butt through a lizard people with a flipper gate of somebody else transposing. Now, we love Doris Kennan's face. She's got the pretty face.
You always say
love her. We love her face. She just, I mean, there's somebody you just want to just hug and give her a big old kiss. We love her. But all this other cross-section, whip-splashing, back-biting, can't-get-nowhere foolishness, it's just that. And the human creators aren't having it, and the fruit of the benefit of that is what you're experiencing yourself. Of this activating process, and this activation process is what we're talking about. And we appreciate everybody trying to confuse everybody and to cast them into the pits of the bottomless pit of hell. We love that. We appreciate it. Because human creators are down now, and the only thing that's ever worked anyway, that's what you're down to. And we rejoice. We rejoice. We think it's wonderful. Because now they're looking for a reason. They're looking for a reason. Vestal said it best. If you can't figure it out, be looking for a city. Looking for a city where we never die. Where the sainted millions never say goodbye. Where we'll meet our Savior. That's you. And our loved ones too. Come, 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 O Holy Spirit. All our hopes renew. And they lay over that and go, well, that was a little bit twangy, wasn't it? Let's work for that. But they'll run around there and they'll take some other little grinding something, something, something that don't say nothing. And boy, that becomes the hippity hop thing. That's the way to go with it. We love it all. Listen to the words, especially if you're going to sing a new song. Now, those that have engaged in the Revelation series completely, that'll take on a new meaning after a little bit. When you start singing a new song, and it's okay, if you don't you worry. Your lying eyes will soon start seeing the rocks cry out. And when you walk by and the rocks start singing a new song, you'll know something's up. Be happy, be easy, have fun, be delighted in yourself. That's the essence of your joy. In joy. I-N-J-O-Y. And if that don't work, tell everybody walking to kiss your bliss.
Ed's first to turn his website over to Ion. In a polite, decorous kind of way, and not blatant cult victim.
It offers the solution. You can get somewhere. And it's not necessary. We're not going to say that. It is our words. We're non-physical, trying to bring you humans back into your place of power. And whatever has to happen, that's the point. Otherwise, we could be at the beach with Bob and not have to be bothered.
Or in the garden with Ed.
In the garden with Ed, yes. Yes, how does your parsley grow?
Green and plump.
Green and plump.
Very, very delicious.
Very delicious. And the fruits of your hand and the essence of your marvelous power brings forth a harvest. And I looked and I saw the field was white. The harvest was ready. And humans are coming into that place. It's the thinning of the veil. You've now engaged the essence of bringing your power back. Otherwise, there'd be no point for us to even be. If you got it, great. This is just giving an extra support mechanism to remind humans back the way they were. That's all. And that's the short version of the long race to the bottom. As you go with it. But be easy with all this. Whatever you give your attention to, that's what you can look forward to, because now that's what you expect when you're expecting.
Right, Ion. Jesus, easy. The big bump, speed bump now is, can we become greater than Michael Jackson? There's a challenge.
Well, that's right, Harry. Or at least go from zero to a half a billionaire posthumously.
So, thank you very much.
Very good.
I mean, our thank yous now. I want to thank the ladies and gentlemen who attended this forum. I want to thank Ed for making it all possible and immortalizing it on his website. As long as there's the Android meme, the archives will be there. I guess we could all become greater.
We love Bob's bastard babies.
Yeah, we hope somebody become greater than my bastard babies.
Yeah.
But certainly, we begin with be greater than Jesus.
Yes, indeed. How very delicious. Very fun. What else you got, Ed?
Well, Information Farm wants to extend our gratitude to both Bob and Ion for this series. And so we've learned a lot, and we're very appreciative.
So now we can get to the good stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to say, the non-limiting information.
Absolutely, and deliciously so. Now, and what we'll work on, we've not been on a seat to do nothing as far as JW is concerned. It's been great fun in the following of his individual bliss, and the point of his bliss is that he's so happy pleasing to lighten himself to afford us the ability to flow, just becomes delicious. It just becomes euphoric. And that experience then becomes, hopefully, not necessarily the example, but certainly a standard to help others that are coming into their place of power. You're going to have more and more and more that'll come along, and they want to be interviewed by Ed on informationfarm.blogspot.com, because then they know they've gotten there. They know they're there, because not because of their greatness, but because of their words. Their words are the essence of creation. Then they create. Then they are. Then they're recognized. Not because they're running around showing how big their genitalia is. No, they're just being happy. And that's what they got to talk about, is being happy. It makes no difference what it is. It can be a tail of tea. It can be a bat of house. It can be a pick something. Pickles. Hot kosher dill pickles. Boy, that could be the rage. Makes no difference what it is. It's great fun. Makes no difference. Please delight yourself is the message.
Okay, well, that's it, Ed. I'm out of here. And I guess I'm taking I am with me.
Therefore, we are totally, completely, deliciously, forever not Melchizedek.